This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Malaysia is notoriously not fantastic at reducing waste. In fact, we generate about 38,699 tons of garbage every day, or about 1.17 kg per person. But for the sake of saving the planet for the next generation, it's about time we made some changes. Co-founders Rick Lim and Ong Hui Wen join me today to discuss their passion to protect your next generation, or PING for short, and how they've set up this zero-waste e-commerce platform to combat climate change.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Rick. I'm a co-founder from PYNG, Protect Your Next Generation.
Hello, everyone. I'm Hui Wen, and I'm here today together with Rick.
So, Rick, now I'm going to start with you because this is sort of your baby. and you had a very interesting transition before this, before you started becoming an entrepreneur. You were actually an auxiliary policeman in Singapore.
Yes, correct.
And then you moved from that into environmental
protection.
Protection. Yeah. Tell me that story. What happened there?
Okay. During that time, actually, I'm starting working in Singapore is on 2017. So I work in as an auxiliary police officer for 3 years. So at 2019, actually, as we all know, we have Amazon forest fire at December. And subsequently, there's another forest fire on Australia during 2020 January.
Yes.
And in 2020, actually, me and my partner, Hui Wen, we plan to go Australia. So we are quite focusing on this issue. So during that time, actually, I try to be make a self-realization why all this forest fire happened.
Hmm.
Yeah, so during that time, I keep on try to dig out the problem and also the answer. So in the end, I get the answer is actually all about us as a human. So from that point of time, I go to research. So what actually personally we can do? So I find out there's one lifestyle called sustainable lifestyle. So during that time, I try to practice. So keep on practice, then I find out, actually it's doable for everyone. So it's quite easy actually.
Mm.
So at that point in time, I would like to share all this info to the public. So I start up all this with PYNG, which is Protect Your Next Generation, because we believe everything we did today is not for the current us, it's for our next generation. That's why we name ourselves as PYNG.
Mm.
So during that time, I share information through online, like social media. But then many people told me that it has to be financial sustainable in order for you to sustain this awareness, like spread all this news for the public.
Mm.
So that's why we come up with those sustainable products and also some recycling service. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to the recycling service as well later. Mm. Huiwen, how did you get involved in all of this?
Actually, for me, I joined later on after Rick started up this company, and I joined last year, November, because before that, I got a full-time job as a HR in a property company. So after that, because we expand our business in PYNG and also our sub-brand Kawanguni, so I quit my full-time job and then I fully joined PYNG and Kawanguni last year.
Right. And how do you guys split the duties essentially? Who's responsible for what in the company?
For financially, actually, Hui Wen will be handled.
Yes.
But for social media, like photo taking, editing, all will be my duties lah.
Right. So basically, Hui Wen does the numbers, you do the words.
Yes.
Fantastic. I find that so interesting that, you know, essentially your own personal story and your own journeys. I love that this started from a place of the issue affecting you personally, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you would have taken it as seriously if the forest fires hadn't necessarily impacted your plans to travel as well, right? And it's something so interesting because I think a lot of us have been feeling a kind of activist exhaustion, right? There's so much happening in the world, and it's very difficult to kind of go to bat for a topic. But I think once you have that ability to take a step back and think, well, there must be something I can do. That's really the start of really amazing things, right? So talk to me a little bit about what exactly PYNG or PYNG does.
Okay, actually for PYNG, we are focusing on selling sustainable daily necessities. For example, like bamboo toothbrush, everything that you use in your life, including those hair shampoo, body shampoo in refill type. Yeah, we did all this. And then we usually will go like pop-up event. We don't have any, existing store yet. So we'll go join any market. Like we have a booth there, and then from there we spread our awareness and mm-hmm. also promote our products. And then we also have a mobile refill service whereby customer can just contact us. So we will bring the whole drum of liquid detergent or hair shampoo to your doorsteps, and then we refill on the spot by using your own container.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how we practice actually reduce our own personal plastic consumption.
Right. And I love that because you started off with actually trying out the sustainable lifestyle for yourself. But as people have pointed out, it is not necessarily so accessible for a lot of people, right? Either from a financial perspective or because these services or these products are not available to them. And that's where that comes in. That's where the retail side of this comes in, right? If that is not accessible, you're making it accessible. Yes. Love mm-hmm. that. And so, as you mentioned as well, you have this retail sector where you sell these products as well. And now you also have this refill service. Tell me about the initial funding for all of that, because I imagine you had to come up with some capital in order to bulk buy the initial products and everything like that. Tell me about that beginning and how it went from just the idea to a business.
So for initial startup for this company, actually, we fork out our own saving, as in my saving during my 3 years working in auxiliary police officer.
Mm.
So during at times is not a huge capital, but then we managed to to self-sufficient without any fork out any capital by 6 months, I would say. Yeah, so after 6 months we
broke even.
Yeah, we break even, and then we can self-sustain with our own company capital and also our cash flow.
Right.
Yeah.
And I imagine that you had to find the right kind of products, right? And the right kind of suppliers for your products. Maybe Huiwen, you could go into detail about that. What was that journey like?
Actually, for the product range, actually, we got different sources from local and also from overseas. For the bamboo product, actually, it's mainly from overseas because we cannot get like a mass production of the bamboo in Malaysia, actually.
Right.
Yeah. So, but then for the like shampoo and other detergents, we source it locally.
Right. Yes. Okay. Just basically because bamboo is not necessarily a native material. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay, fantastic. Okay, so in that case, you source your shampoos locally. Mm. What are your shampoos made out of? What is the ingredient that is making it sustainable?
Okay, for those liquid detergent and also hair shampoo, most of the items are made from palm-based material. And those fragrance, right, is not from fragrance oil. It's from essential oil. So it's kind of like a natural ingredient inside. But then we did mix some chemical substance inside. But then those chemical substance is actually biodegradable in our environment. So actually it's good for, I would not say good. I would say it would be neutral for our bodies and also the environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it has to be a balance, right? It can't just be about the packaging. You also have to make sure that the product itself is also environmentally friendly as well.
Yes.
Interesting. And tell me about setting up the logistics for that as well in terms of getting the supplies in both locally and internationally.
For those sourcing or logistic, actually we have one store in JB.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we will store our items in the store. So for those items that turn over or when we stock in, we actually made in a kind of like a low waste manner,
mm-hmm.
whereby we use those paper packaging. We ask those supplier to ship in a bulk manner without any single plastic packaging. So from the sourcing itself, actually, reduce those plastic packaging. Our site, we will pack it like a naked packaging. We don't have any plastic packaging.
There's no bubble wrap. There's nothing like that. Okay. Interesting. And you said, so you have a warehouse in JB.
Yes.
I see. Why JB?
Actually, we are from JB.
Yes, yeah, our hometown is there.
So actually, JB is kind of like a undeveloped market. Especially when you want to access all these sustainable products, it's quite hard, I would say.
Mm.
And then if those sustainable products, I would say most of them will be have a packaging. But then from our side, we try to reduce the wastage from here, from the supplier side. So we can create a supply chain without any wastage from here. Even those refillable detergent, liquid detergent, we are all get it in bulk, like 20 liters 10 liters together, then we will refill directly from the drum itself.
Right, yeah. Got it. So essentially, I guess in JB, the space for sustainability is not quite explored yet. So that's kind of a blue ocean for you guys as well to jump into.
Yes.
I see, very interesting. Well, it's time to take a short break for some messages, but after that, I will continue my conversation with Rick Lim and Ong Hui Wen, who are the co-founders of Protect Your Next Generation, or PING for short, here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong and I'm speaking to Rick Lim and Ong Hui Wen. They are the co-founders of zero waste e-commerce platform Protect Your Next Generation, or PING, P-Y-N-G for short. Before the break, we talked about the interesting transition from an auxiliary policeman in Singapore to running a zero waste business for Rick, as well as Hui Wen's involvement in the company and a little bit about their logistics and initial funding. So you mentioned before the break that you are based in JB, but do you ship to all of West Malaysia and East Malaysia as well, your products?
Yes, actually, our customers, including Malaysia and also Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So we did ship to other countries.
I see.
Yeah.
And you also have a warehouse in JB. So why not have a brick and mortar store? Why only e-commerce at the moment?
Actually, we start up during MCO. So we started our business online, and then after that, we found that actually we advocating the sustainable lifestyle, and we make ourselves more mobile, and then we like pop up everywhere or every market so that we can communicate with different people, and then we can spread the awareness or the message to different people more easily if we are getting mobile. Rather than we like stick in like one place.
Right.
Like
so in a funny way, because you were sort of forced to not have a brick and mortar base during the pandemic, it actually forces you in a way to get out your message to various different places. I see. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And I also understand that you have an electronic waste and used cooking oil recycling service as well. Tell me about that.
Right. So this recycling service, actually, previously, we are using PYNG, this brand, to cope with all these recycling service. But then now, currently, we split it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we managed to form up a new brand called Kawan Guni.
Mm-hmm.
So Kawan Guni, actually, we are focusing on recycling sectors. So we didn't actually focus on e-waste, electronic recycling, and also use cooking oil. Actually, we collect glasses, like those are recyclables, plastic, cardboard, all those. Yeah, so for this, actually we expand in this year. We found out this year. So we managed to organize like more than 12 times or 12 days of recycling event.
Interesting. So essentially, PYNG is now the sort of retail sector of the business. Kawan Guni is the recycling sector of the business. And this is an event-based business as well with Kawan Guni.
Yes, Kawan Guni is in event-based.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we try to create an ecosystem whereby from Kawan Guni in recycle basis, is because in recycle, the market, the acceptance actually is quite high. So when I heard about recycling, I was involved in recycle. Okay, like everyone, we are involved in recycling.
Yep.
But then when you talk about sustainable living lifestyle, daily necessities. All those bamboo toothbrush is not accessible as everyone get. So from here, from Kawanguni, actually, we try to promote all these sustainable lifestyle daily necessities items from them. So actually, you create an ecosystem. We help you to dissolve your recyclables. So from there, actually, we help you. We supply all these items for you in order to reduce all those recyclables.
Right.
For example, like those refill station. Actually, you can bring all your own bottles
yes.
to come and refill.
Mm.
So from there, actually, you get to feel the effect. Sustainable lifestyles is in this kind of way.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's really important as well, because I think when people think about a sustainable lifestyle or sustainably living, it often boils down to one solution. It's like you recycle a lot or you reduce or you, you know, but it has to be everything. It has to be a cyclical, like you said, ecosystem, right? So in that, you're not just providing the one service where people have to consume more, because frankly, that is retail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're also providing that recycling thing so that people are also getting rid of something at the same time. So it's a net balance kind of situation. Okay, so in regards to Kawanguni as well, I think there are a lot of misconceptions about recycling. I mean, I, for one, quite recently learned that just because it has a little arrow on the bottom does not mean it's recyclable. So tell me a little bit about how that works and what maybe misconceptions about recycling Kawanguni aims to clear up.
Okay, actually, before we found out Kawanguni, we realized there is a problem whereby people tends to recycle everything.
Yes, actually, the misconcept is we can recycle everything. Actually, it's not.
Yeah, so in Kawanguni, actually, we promote clean recycling and also know what you recycle. So basically, in our event, we have two policies you need to follow. So first, the things have to be clean. And then the second, you need to come down and separate those recyclable with us. So from there, you get to know what you need to keep and what can be recycled, what cannot be recycled. Because from there, people get to know the things that I need to keep in my house. Because we all know recyclables is like a huge amount, you know.
Yeah.
So we try to tackle all this problem whereby we create, we organize all this event in monthly. So people get to clear out those recyclables monthly. So from there, actually, people get to see. We have one guni sack with all separate into different categories. So people get to see those items actually clean. So they get comfortable when they enjoy and when they participate our event. Yeah, so that's the main point that we want to clear up, is Kawanguni actually promoting clean recycling and also know what to recycle.
Yes, yeah. So Kawanguni actually is a education platform. We can say that.
Interesting. And so you mentioned, Huiwen, that moving around and being sort of mobile is an advantage for you guys. Would there at any point be a thought to or an aim of ever having a base or a brick and mortar store?
For the physical store, for the current planning is not there,
mm-hmm.
because we got other future planning in Kawanguni, because Kawanguni is event place.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we will be mobile.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously, let's talk a little bit about your revenue streams right now. Retail, fairly explanatory. You sell products, you make money. But with the Kawanguni events, how does that create revenue for you guys?
Okay, so for Kawanguni, obviously, we take all those recyclables. And then some, we actually recycle it. But some, we will keep it. So what we keep it is for upcycle product. Yeah, so in the future, we will upcycle all those, for example, plastics. We will upcycle it into another product. So we make it, it's like a visible or direct impact for those who come to our event to see, hey, actually, what I bring to you today, you manage it well.
Mm.
And then you didn't waste it. You didn't go recycle, but you go for upcycling. It's actually another better way for a better way from a recycle.
Right. And also it gives that visual impact as well to consumers to actually see, okay, I am making a difference. This is going to something that is a bit more productive than just the regular cycle of consumption that I indulge in.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. And actually, rather than just upcycling, actually, we also promote like those for companies. We're also targeting on corporates. We are doing CSR program, like for Kawanguni. we can organize all these events for corporate also.
Yes, yeah. And for PYNG, actually, we also provide like corporate gift. Actually, many corporates are fighting for the corporate gift in more eco-friendly way. We packing our gift in more eco-friendly way because we use like paper and those material that can be upcycled and also can be recycled.
Yeah, from what I understand, you use even like egg cartons and stuff like that as yes. a packaging material, right? So that's again, trying to take something that already exists to reuse. And yes. I think that's part of the whole cycle as well. Now, let's talk about expansion a little bit. What are your plans to expand, especially, you know, in terms of either your reach or maybe the products that you have? You know, tell me about the growth plans from here.
All right. For the future growth for PYNG, I would say we will try to increase our product range. And also try to make it more interesting whereby people get to use in daily. And also we try to make all those pricing is quite affordable for everyone because nowadays we know the inflation is high. But then we try to use this our pricing and also our, I would say our vision as make all these sustainable product affordable for everyone so that people get to step in into this kind of lifestyle. So for Kawanguni, actually, we are expanding, we are planning to expand out from Johor. I would say Johor Bahru. Mm-hmm. So we're planning to go different area. For example, like Kluang, even if we have the opportunity to come to KL, yeah, that's what we are aiming for. So from there, we'll create some sort of like a CSR program for those corporate companies, as what I said just now. Yeah.
Right. So your aim is to basically expand your reach, but also to continue to educate consumers yes. about sustainability and the sustainable lifestyle as well. Yes. Well, fantastic. That actually brings us to the end of our conversation. But thank you to Hui Wen and Rick for speaking to me all about Ping and Kawanguni today.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Rick Lim and Ong Hui Wen, who are the co-founders of Protect Your Next Generation, or Ping. For short, their zero-waste e-commerce platform. If you missed any of today's conversation, of course, you can go ahead and find it on our app. The app is available to download on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.ny, to listen to this podcast and more whenever you please. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.